God's Little Brown Church sermon series featuring Pastor Andrew Chrysler.
Donc je vais laisser la place à mon épouse.
So I'm going to let my wife
pour vous saluer.
Greet you.
Et je reviendrai pour la parole de Dieu.
Then I will come back for the word of God. So it's a blessing to be here. I'm Esther and like Pastor Andrew said, I opened the orphanage. I mean, the church has been supporting this orphanage, House of Love, in the Ivory Coast in Africa for the last 17 years. And he said, I look young. Actually, I'm turning 47 this year in October. But I started serving God when I was 17. When I gave my life to the Lord, I started serving Him. And so when I was 20 years old, I started the ministry towards the drug addict. I was in the Bible school for 2 years, and while I was in the Bible school, I started preaching the gospel to people, to those drug addicts. And also, when I was 23, I started the ministry towards young ladies who was, prostitute in the street. And a few years later, the Lord appeared to me and said that He wanted me to host some of His children in my house. At that time, it was very difficult. I wasn't living in my house. I was living in a small place with 10 people in a small bedroom. And then Jesus appeared to me and said, I'm going to give you my children. Will you have them with you in your house? So I'm like, okay. So it means I'm going to have a house. And in 2002, I opened a House of Love, the orphanage, taking kids. When I was preaching the gospel in the street and in very poor areas, people will know that I was preaching the gospel. So I was saying to people, if you have any kids that you don't want anybody, and if parents died, I can have them. This is how I started. And during those years, I'm grateful that Pastor Rick Arnold came by with Don Bernard. They blessed us at the orphanage. They bought a lot of stuff, fed the kids so many years, and a lot of people helped also. And so at a certain point, we had 30 kids in the house and some other outside that the orphanage was supporting. And a few years ago, I came to the U.S. and I got married. And so together with my husband, we decided to place the kids in some homes. So some of the members of the church took some of the kids. And most of them are doing Pastor Priska.
Pastor?
Yeah, training, no. Professional training, mechanic. The first was sewing, then pastry, cake, nails, and mechanic. And so this is what we're doing right now. And I have my sister who is supervising.
Yep.
Yeah, supervising. And so the orphanage is still going on, and we are grateful for your help, for your support. We thank God for your love, because we are doing it together, and we are not going to stop. So right now, I want to turn to my husband. Pastor Paul.
God give me a beautiful wife. My English is short, so I'll turn to French.
Mine too is small.
And pendant, j'ai connu l'exil.
I came in exile.
Parce que j'étais le représentant de l'Église de mon pays, la Côte d'Ivoire.
Because I was representing the whole church in my country, in Ivory Coast, in Africa.
Et j'étais la voix de l'Église évangélique.
And I was the voice of the evangelical church, the charismatic churches.
Et pendant, à l'approche des élections, il y avait deux candidats.
And when we was going to have an election, there was two candidates.
Un était chrétien.
One was Christian, born again.
Et l'autre était un musulman.
And the other one was a Muslim.
Et donc, j'ai demandé à l'église.
So I asked the church
de voter
to vote chrétien for the born again candidate.
Parce qu'il venait dans nos églises.
He was coming to our churches.
Il avait le cœur pour l'œuvre de Dieu.
He had the heart for the work of God.
Et il se battait pour le bien de notre population.
And he was also fighting for the well-being of the population.
Mais quelque chose que vous ne savez pas.
But something that you do not know.
C'est que les pays d'Afrique.
Is that the fact that African countries.
Spécialement l'Afrique de l'Ouest.
Especially West African countries.
Sont francophones.
Speak French.
Et c'est la France qui contrôle.
And so France is the one that controls the African, the French-speaking countries in West Africa.
Et c'est la France qui décide.
And France also decides
qui sera président,
who will be the president,
qui sera ministre,
who is going to be the minister.
Et donc notre président,
so our former president,
est devenu président hors de leur contrôle.
Became the president of the nation out of their control.
Donc ils ont décidé de le perdre.
So they decided to take him out.
Et donc la guerre a commencé dans le pays.
So we had war in the country.
Et donc ils ont gagné par la guerre.
So they won the war with war.
Et ils ont renversé le président.
And they removed the Christian president who won the elections.
Et le musulman est devenu le président.
And the Muslim became the president of the country.
Et puisque je ne l'ai pas soutenu pendant
and
les élections.
Because I did not support him during the elections.
J'étais personne non grata.
I became like a persona non grata. You say that?
Si je restais au pays.
So if I had stayed in the country.
Et ma fille est là. Elle témoignait.
This is Pastor Priska. She's a pastor.
Elle était à la tête d'une banque.
She was working at the bank, very high position.
Et dans ce pays.
And in that country.
Tu te soumets au président musulman.
You submit to the Muslim president.
Ou
or
tu vas en prison.
You lose your job and you go to jail.
Ou tu es empoisonné.
Or you can get poisoned.
Ou tu meurs dans un accident.
Or you die in a strange way in a car accident.
Ou des bandits viennent chez toi.
Or people will just come to your house.
Des bandits.
Pastor Priska, hand robbers will come to your house.
Et, oops, tu es mort.
And you just died.
Donc j'ai quitté le pays.
So I had to leave the country.
Donc je suis dans votre pays depuis quelques années.
So I've been here in this country for some years now. My prayer,
c'est de retourner dans mon pays.
Is to be able to go back to my country.
Pour continuer le travail que j'ai commencé.
To continue the work that I have started.
Et après toutes ces années que j'ai passé ici.
And after all those years that I spent here.
J'ai perdu toutes mes églises.
I lost all my churches.
Tout perdu.
I lost everything.
Mais Dieu m'a donné.
But God gave me
Esther. Et donc elle m'a rejoint.
So she came here.
Et donc c'est pourquoi on était obligé de placer les enfants.
So that's why we had to place the children in
dans la maison,
in homes and give them a training.
Et si nous retournons par la grâce de Dieu,
and by God's grace, when we will go back,
nous voulons reprendre le travail d'orphelin.
We want to start all over again.
Et faire des orphelins.
And make out of orphans
une armée pour Dieu.
An army for God.
Amen.
Leur donner un toit.
Give them a shelter.
Pouvoir leur nourriture quotidienne.
Provide for their everyday needs and food and
prends soin de leur santé.
Take care of their health.
En Afrique, il y a pas de health care. Il y a pas de health care.
Yeah, in Africa, we don't have health care.
Tes parents s'occupent de toi.
Your family, we have to take care of you.
Si tu n'as pas de famille,
and if you have nobody,
tu meurs pour
just because you won't have money to go to the pharmacy, you can just die like that.
Pour $10,
for $10, you could buy a medicine, but if you don't have it, you can just die.
Pour $10.
You can just die because you don't have $10.
Et donc, leur donner une santé.
So take care of their health.
Et puis, leur donner une formation.
And give them a training.
Pour qu'ils aient un futur.
A practical training so they can have a future.
Et au-dessus de tout ça.
And above all that.
Leur donner Jésus.
Give them Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Pourquoi? Parce que Jésus a dit.
Why? Because Jesus said.
J'étais en prison.
I was in prison.
Vous n'êtes pas venu me voir.
You didn't come to visit me.
J'étais nu.
I was naked.
Et vous m'avez pas donné d'habits.
You didn't clothe me.
J'avais faim.
I was hungry.
Vous m'avez pas donné à manger.
You did not feed me.
Et puis, Les chrétiens disaient, mais Jésus,
and some Christians were saying, but Jesus, when were you ever?
Et puis on t'a pardonné à Moïse.
And we never came and feed you.
Et il a dit chaque fois que tu le fais pour ceux-là.
And he said each time that you did for those ones,
c'est pour moi que vous avez fait.
You did it for me.
Donc je suis venu vous dire merci.
So we came to say thank you.
Pour le soutien que vous avez fait pendant toutes ces années.
For the support that you have given to us for so many years.
Nous vous disons merci.
We say thank you so much.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
May God bless you.
Nous avons toujours besoin de vous.
We still need you.
Pour continuer cette œuvre.
To continue this work.
Et même plus.
And even more.
Quand nous retournerons.
When we will go back.
Le Seigneur m'a ouvert l'esprit.
The Lord opened my spirit.
Pour a ouvert mon esprit pour que l'Église de Jésus-Christ gagne le monde.
The Lord opened my spirit so that the Church of Jesus Christ will win the world.
Et en Afrique, notre faiblesse.
In Africa, our weakness.
C'est le wealth.
Is wealth.
On n'a pas de
We lack resources.
On n'a pas assez de ressources.
We don't have enough resources.
Le pays est riche.
The nation, the continent is rich.
Mais toutes les richesses vont en France.
But all our riches in our continent go to other countries, like in France.
Go to France. Le pétrole va en France.
Our oil goes there.
Le diamant. Et le
diamond, gold, everything goes there.
Et la France a une armée.
And they have an army.
Qui est là pour s'assurer.
They have a camp, a base camp.
Une armée.
An army.
Une armée française.
And there is a French army.
Qui contrôle l'aéroport.
That controls our airport.
Qui contrôle les communications.
Controls our communications.
Et qui s'assure.
And they make sure.
Que tout ce que nous produisons.
That everything that we produce.
80%.
80%.
80%.
80%.
De ce que notre pays produit.
Of what our country produces goes to France.
C'est pourquoi l'Afrique est pauvre.
That's why Africa is poor.
Si quelqu'un prend 80% de ton salaire,
if someone takes 80% of your salary, your wages,
donc priez pour l'Afrique.
So please keep on praying for Africa.
Que Dieu nous donne de bons présidents.
So that God will give us good president.
Et que Dieu nous délivre.
And that God will deliver us.
Au nom de Jésus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Ce matin, le Seigneur m'a mis à cœur.
This morning, God put into my heart.
De vous parler des nations.
To speak to you about the nations.
Quand Dieu a créé Adam.
When God created Adam.
Il a dit Adam.
He told Adam.
Multiplier.
Multiply.
Et remplissez la terre.
And fill the earth.
Pas seulement le jardin où tu es.
Not only the garden where you are staying.
Mais remplis la terre.
But fill the whole earth.
Quand Noé.
When Noah.
A été sauvé des eaux.
Was saved from the waters.
Dieu a apparu à Noé.
God appeared to Noah.
Et Dieu lui a dit.
And God said to him.
Remplis la terre.
Fill the earth.
Donc la vision de Dieu.
So the vision of God.
C'est la terre.
Is the earth.
C'est les nations.
The nations.
Ce n'est pas juste Vermont.
It's not just Vermont.
C'est pas juste New York.
It's not just New York.
Pas juste le Canada.
Not just Canada.
Les nations.
The nations.
Quand Dieu appela Abraham.
When God called Abraham.
Il dit, je te ferai père des nations.
He told him, I will make you fathers of nations.
Et des rois sortiront de toi.
And he said, kings will come out of you.
Donc, la vision de Dieu.
So the vision of God.
Même si tu es une personne.
Even if you are just one individual.
Comme Abraham.
Like Abraham.
Comme Adam.
Like Adam.
Comme Noé.
Like Noah.
Dieu commande.
God commands.
De toucher les nations.
That you touch the nations.
Quand Jésus est venu.
When Jesus came.
Dans Matthieu 28, 19.
In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Il dit.
He said, go into all the nations and make disciples out of all the nations. The nations.
Donc, depuis Adam,
so since Adam
jusqu'à Jésus,
until Jesus,
Dieu
God
parle
speaks
de nations.
Of nations.
Okay.
Okay.
Here in America.
Here in America.
Les sociétés.
Companies.
Qui deviennent les plus riches.
That becomes the richest.
C'est les sociétés.
Are the companies.
Qui ont réussi.
That succeeded here in the States.
Et qui ont envoyé leur succès dans les nations.
But also brought their success into other nations.
Toyota.
Toyota.
Est une petite voiture.
Is a small car.
Au Japon.
In Japan.
Qui a réussi.
That succeeded.
Et ils ont envoyé leur voiture.
And they brought their cars.
Dans les nations.
Into the nations.
Jusqu'en Amérique.
Even up to here, the US.
Au Vermont.
Here in Vermont.
Au Canada.
In Canada.
Mais Toyota.
But Toyota.
C'est le Japon.
Is from Japan.
Donc quiconque.
So whosoever.
Comprend la vision de Dieu.
Understands the vision of God.
Devient grand.
Becomes great.
Puissant.
Powerful.
Riche.
Rich.
Les païens.
Unbelievers.
Ont pris la vision.
Took the vision.
De Dieu.
Of God.
Et ne font pas seulement les affaires ici.
And they won't just do business here.
Ils font les affaires dans les nations.
They also do business in nations.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Je suis venu dire.
So I came to say today.
God's little brown church.
God's little brown church.
Oui, Dieu vous a planté ici.
Yes, God planted you here.
Mais maintenant faites un pas.
But today make a step.
Dans les nations.
Into the nations.
Vous n'êtes pas nombreux.
You might not be like a thousand of people.
Vous n'êtes pas nombreux comme Adam.
Like Adam.
Comme Abraham.
Like Abraham.
Comme les douze disciples.
Like the 12 disciples.
Et ce matin, nous sommes plus que 12.
But this morning we are more than 12.
Et Jésus dit.
And Jesus said.
Touchez les
touch
nations.
The nations.
Quand vous touchez les nations.
When you touch the nations.
La bénédiction des nations.
The blessings of the nations.
Vient vers toi.
Come to you.
Quand tu touches une nation.
When you touch a nation.
Les dons de cette nation.
The gifts. Of this nation,
we
come to you.
Quel est le grand évangéliste allemand qui est mort récemment?
Reinhard Bonnke
était un évangéliste.
Was an evangelist.
Et il est parti dans les nations.
He went into the nations.
Et Dieu lui a donné.
And God
des dons.
Gave him giftings.
Et il est devenu un grand évangéliste.
And he became a great evangelist.
Il n'était pas grand ici.
He wasn't great in his country.
Il est devenu grand quand il a touché les
nations. But he became great when he started touching the nations.
Nous vous disons merci.
So we want to thank you.
Parce que déjà vous touchez les nations.
Because you already touched the nations.
En supportant cet orphelinat.
By supporting the orphanage house of love.
En donnant un futur à ces orphelins.
By giving a future to those orphans.
Mais n'arrêtez pas.
But please do not stop.
Continuez à toucher les nations.
Continue to touch nations.
Et God, Dieu vous touchera.
And God will touch you too.
Amen.
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 Autre chose que je veux dire à cette église.
There's one more thing that I want to say to the church.
N'abandonnez pas.
Do not forsake.
N'abandonnez pas.
Don't give up.
Thank you. N'abandonnez pas.
Do not give up.
Dieu
God
n'a pas créé le monde,
did not create the world,
n'a pas créé la terre,
did not create the earth,
pour donner la terre en offrande au diable.
To give the earth as an offering to the devil, to Satan. Right.
Dieu n'a pas créé ce monde,
God didn't create this world,
et puis il va abandonner le monde,
and then just leave the world,
et les méchants,
and wicked people.
Les gens qui n'ont pas le cœur de Dieu.
People who do not have the heart of God.
Vont prendre le contrôle de la terre.
We take the control of the earth.
Vont prendre le contrôle des pays.
Or take control of nations.
Le contrôle des parlements.
Take controls of parliaments.
Et Dieu va dire, oh mon Dieu.
And God will be saying, oh my God.
J'ai perdu la terre.
I lost the earth.
J'ai
that I created.
Oh,
that's so sad.
Le monde va pas gagner.
The world will not win.
Les méchants vont pas gagner.
Wicked people will not win.
Les méchants gouvernements ne vont pas gagner.
Wicked governments will not win. Yeah.
Because the earth is for the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
C'est ça nous. La terre.
The earth.
Appartient à Dieu.
Is the Lord's.
Je dis aux croyants.
I tell the believers.
N'abandonnez pas le combat.
Do not forsake. Do not give up the fight.
N'éteignez pas vos lumières.
Do not turn off your light.
Que votre lumière luise.
Let your light shine.
Ne craignez rien.
Do not be afraid.
Nous ne perdrons pas la bataille.
We will not lose the battle.
Jésus viendra.
Jesus will come.
Et son règne viendra.
And his reign will come.
Il nous délivrera.
He will deliver us.
Il nous sauvera.
He will save us.
Et il établira son règne.
And he will establish his reign.
Il y avait un homme qui s'appelait Daniel.
There was a man named Daniel.
Il était étranger.
He was a foreigner.
En exil.
He was in exile.
Déporté.
He was deported.
Et il a eu le privilège,
and he had the privilege,
de travailler dans le gouvernement,
to work in the government,
du roi de
of
Babylon.
The king of Babylon.
Et un jour,
and one day,
les membres du gouvernement, les méchants membres du gouvernement,
the wicked members of the government of Babylon,
dans tous les pays,
in every country,
des méchants,
there are wicked people
dans le gouvernement,
that are in the government,
dans la mairie,
that are in the mayor's office, they are in the parliament, they are also in education,
dans le health
system, they are in the healthcare system. There's always wicked people, but they cannot win.
Et les méchants,
and the wicked,
ont dit au roi,
told the king,
on va faire une loi.
We're going to make a decree, a law.
On prie plus.
No more prayers
dans ce pays.
In this country.
On va plus à l'église.
No more churches.
Et le roi dit, okay.
And the king is like, okay.
Il n'est pas chrétien.
He wasn't born again.
Il voit pas qu'est-ce qui est mauvais.
So there was nothing bad in that law.
Il la loi.
So he signed the law.
On peut pas prier.
Oh, no prayers. No church.
On peut pas chanter.
No singing.
On peut pas louer Dieu.
No praising God.
Et il y a des chrétiens.
And some Christians
ont dit, oh,
said,
on peut pas aller en prison.
We don't want to go to jail.
Ils ont éteint la lumière.
They turned off their lights.
Ils ont fermé leurs Bibles.
They closed their Bibles.
Ils ont fermé leurs bouches.
They closed their mouths.
Mais Daniel a dit.
But Daniel said.
Je ne peux pas me compromettre.
I can't compromise.
Je ne peux pas abandonner ma foi.
I can't abandon, moi, give up on my faith. I will keep on praying.
Il était un.
He was just one man.
Et il a ouvert sa fenêtre.
He opened his windows. And as usual, he raised his hands and he started praying. The only God.
Alors les méchants,
so the wicked,
ont entendu,
they heard
que Daniel prie,
that Daniel was praying.
How
dare he?
On va pas prier.
The king said no prayers.
Ah.
Ah.
Et alors ils sont venus,
so they came together
avec des caméras,
and with their cameras,
des microphones,
with their microphones,
comme Daniel priait,
and since Daniel was praying out loud, he wasn't praying quietly. He was praying like praying. They filmed him. They took some pictures and they publicized it in the news, on TV.
Donc, la Cour suprême,
so the Supreme Court,
a dit, il a brisé la loi,
said he broke the law of the king, the constitution.
Puni.
He must be punished.
Et leur punition,
and their punishment,
c'était de jeter,
was to throw,
quiconque priait,
whosoever will be praying, into a den
où il y a des lions,
of lions, field of lions,
depuis une semaine,
who was hungry for at least a week.
Et donc,
and so,
donc le président de la Cour suprême,
the president of the Supreme Court,
a fait la sentence,
gave the sentence,
et on a pris Daniel,
and they took Daniel,
et on a jeté la,
and they threw him into the lion's den.
Vous connaissez la suite de
l'histoire. You know the rest of the story.
Tout ce que Daniel,
but since Daniel
n'a pas compromis sa foi,
did not compromise his faith,
puisque Daniel est resté debout,
since he stood firm,
pour le vrai Dieu,
for the only true God,
l'esprit de Dieu,
the spirit of God,
la force de Dieu,
the strength of God,
la protection de Dieu,
the protection of God,
est venu chez Daniel,
came over Daniel,
et les lions,
and the lions,
qui normalement,
that normally,
devaient le manger,
were supposed to eat him and devour him,
sont venus s'asseoir,
came and sat down,
et ils admiraient Daniel,
and they was admiring him, Daniel,
ils causaient avec Daniel,
and they was having a chat with Daniel,
Daniel les caressait,
Daniel would just pet them,
Daniel les enseignait,
Daniel we teach them?
Parce que Dieu,
because God,
à cause de la fidélité de Daniel,
because of the faithfulness of Daniel,
protégé,
protected him.
Le matin,
in the morning,
le roi,
the king,
qui aimait Daniel,
that loved Daniel,
mais il était désolé,
but he was
décision.
Sad about his decision.
Il vient,
he comes,
et il demande Daniel,
and he's like, Daniel,
est-ce que ton Dieu,
has your God,
t'a protégé,
protected you? Has he delivered you?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Daniel va dire, oh, roi,
and Daniel will say, oh king,
vie éternellement,
live forever.
Le Dieu que je sais,
the God that I serve,
ton ange,
sent his angel,
et m'a gardé,
and kept me.
Et donc, le roi,
and so the king,
qui ne croyait pas en Dieu,
that didn't believe in God,
c'est pas possible,
said, unbelievable.
On te met sur une chaise électrique.
Someone puts you on the electrical chair.
On appuie le bouton.
They wire you. They shock you.
Et puis tu ne meurs pas.
And you don't die.
On fait encore le deuxième bouton.
And then they push it again one more time.
Et tu ne meurs pas.
And you still don't die.
C'est que ton Dieu,
it means that your God
est le vrai Dieu,
is the true God.
Hallelujah.
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 Parce que Daniel n'a pas give up.
Because Daniel didn't give up.
Dieu est venu.
God came.
Et a manifesté sa
and manifested his power.
Ce qui s'est passé maintenant,
what happened next?
C'est que le roi,
was the fact that the king,
a donc cru,
believed,
dans le Dieu de Daniel,
in the God of Daniel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, alléluia.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Est-ce que les croyants d'aujourd'hui,
those believers of our days,
est-ce qu'ils peuvent réallumer,
can they rekindle,
allumer leurs lampes,
their lamps,
et ne plus se cacher,
and don't hide anymore,
parce que le monde dehors,
because the world outside,
nous effraie,
is afraid of us, scares us, c'est ça?
Ne priez pas.
They said, don't pray.
Ne priez pas.
Don't go to church.
Ne prêchez pas contre nous.
Don't preach against us.
On menace l'église.
The church is being threatened.
L'église doit se tenir debout.
The church is now supposed to stand.
Dieu cherche un homme.
God is looking for a man.
Il va se tenir à la brèche.
That will stand at the bridge,
et
at
Dieu,
the gap.
Et Dieu viendra.
And God will come.
Brown church.
God's little brown church.
N'abandonnez pas.
Do not give up.
Dieu viendra à votre secours.
God will come to your rescue.
Faites ce que vous devez faire.
Do what you can do.
Continuez à toucher les nations.
Keep on touching the nations.
Et Dieu vous bénisse.
And God will bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor merci. Andrew. Pastor Andrew. Am I allowed to say something that you said to me? Can I?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Elle a des paroles pour le pasteur.
When I came in, when I sat down, I look at you, Pastor Andrew, and it was like I knew you before. And I'm like, I was telling her, honey, it's like I've seen him before. And then the Lord spoke to me. And God said, you did not know him. I knew you. I knew him. God spoke to me when I sat down in your church. And the Lord said, I was looking at you. The Lord said, it was him that was looking through my eyes and he knew you. But when I was looking at you, I was like, do I know him? It's like, and I saw you before the throne of God. You was crying. You was crying. And I saw you praying. I heard that you said we should pray about your daughter. But you wasn't just praying and crying because of your family. I saw you in front of God's throne. You was praying for revival. You have been asking God, why don't you use me too? And I saw you praying. And when you was praying, you was crying before God's throne. And I saw a wind on waters. There was like, you know, like the lake here. And I saw waves. There was a wind that, there was like winds that came from the left and from the right, and the winds raised the waters and it became like waves. And then the Lord said to me to tell you that your prayers are reaching the nations. I didn't know what my husband was going to preach, because I pray, God speaks to me, he does his message. He didn't tell me I was going to preach that. That's why he even changed his message. He didn't tell me about the nations. But the Lord said to me that you wanted God to use you. You said, Lord, you did some things in the past. And even with the disciple, I want to leave it. Pastor Andrew, you said that to God. And you was crying on his on the before his throne. The throne that I saw was very high, so I knew God was sitting on top, but I couldn't see his face. But it was, the stairs was like this, and then like large, and then it became small, and God was sitting. You was on the on his knees and on your knees before the stairs and crying, and he said to tell you, he knew you. Esther didn't know you, but God knows you, the only true God. You really serve God. God has seen you as a faithful man. And he said that your prayers, even though you will not see what you are praying for yourself, but what you are praying are touching the nations. God will hear your voice, and he will raise armies, people that will manifest the power of God, healings and prophecies. God will raise prophets because of your prayers, because he's looking for people to come in agreement with him, to join with him and manifest its power. That's all that he's waiting for. And he said, you will not see some things. There's one thing specially that you have asked God, is the gift of healing. You said to God, you pray for God to heal people. Is that true, man of God? Yes, I wasn't there. So if he says that to me, it means that he hears you anytime you speak. Some other people might say, we don't see anything spectacular, but your prayers, you are a valiant man, you are a warrior, you are a dangerous man of God, and I honor you. As a person, I honor you, and I thank God for the privilege to be able to minister to you and tell you that God hears you. Your prayers are not thrown on the floor. He holds your prayers like he does with the prayer with the words of Samuel. You are an intercessor. And so I'm grateful, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The woman in blue, the Lord just says to you that you are precious. I don't know you. I don't know what's your relationship with God. I don't know if you're that close to him. The only thing, because I'm not going to, if he doesn't tell me anything, I won't tell you. But I only say what he tells me or what I see. But when you were sitting, he said precious. But I believe that he's calling you to be more intimate. He's calling you forward. So I don't know if you, I'm not going to say backslide, but I don't know if you went back from God a little bit, or your relationship is not that perfect, but I see God doing this, like calling you to come forward. Amen. So he's calling you. Maybe you have to start to pray and say, Lord, here I am. What do you want? But on your forehead, it is written, written princess. So God, to God, you are precious. He values you. You have a value, a great value in his eyes. So please come forth, come up, come close to him, because he's calling you in front of everybody. God sent me to tell you, you are precious in his eyes. So come forward, come up. He wants you to come up. So do not, or stop resisting and say, Lord, I'm ready. Are you ready? Yeah? Okay. Okay. Is there anybody that is sick? I believe that the Lord wants him to pray. If you are sick, just lay hands on you. Just agree with you, and he will come to you. Just lay hands on you and pray. If you, or you believe God for healing for somebody, but there is a grace for healing. Joining in prayers and praying together is powerful. So you've been praying for yourself or for somebody, and you need him to join with you. Because when two or three is gathered together in his name, he's here. But if we agree to pray and ask anything, he does it. Don't be discouraged. I have prayed. I haven't seen that healing. I'm tired of it. No, do not be discouraged. So you want us to join with you? He's going to pray, whether for you or for somebody that you know. Yes. Okay. Can we come to you, or you want to come closer? It's up to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise.
Receive our praise, Jesus.
Lord, we praise you. 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 Lord, we praise you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The last thing that I feel, my brother, do you have kids? No, you don't.
Kids work for me.
Kids work for you. What do you mean they work for you?
I manage a snack bar, and I have a lot of students work for me.
Okay. Because I saw children, but he said I should ask you about kids. So you don't have kids on your own. You believed God for it? Yes? In the past? You do?
Spiritual kids.
Spiritual kids. You do have some. Oh, you want spiritual kids? Okay. Okay. Because, okay. So you don't, and then yes. You have the calling of God over your life. I was wondering why God was saying no kids. So that's why I asked you, do you have kids? Then you said, no. But what you want God to give you are children on a spiritual level that you can mentor, right? Because you do it physically already with people that you work with. I believe that the Lord answered your prayers because no kids. And then I asked him, why no kids? And you've been wanting God to give you spiritual children. It means that it is done. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree with your servant that you will bring his sons from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west, those that he's supposed to mentor, those that will be his children, that he will impart his legacy, his grace, his gifting, his wisdom in the name of Jesus, those that will keep on with his vision. Father, oh God, is believing to impart the younger generation. And then you said no kids. When I asked him, he said he has no children. But he has been asking you to give him children. And Father, so I Isaiah 49:17. He said, children will come. Isaiah 49. Can you read maybe verse 17? Children coming.
Your sons shall make haste, your destroyers and those who lay you waste.
Your sons
away from you.
What is 17? The first sentence.
Your sons shall make haste.
What is that? They will come? Your sons shall make...
That's what that means. Your sons shall make haste, your destroyers, and those who laid you waste shall go away from you.
Wait. So, man of God, I will call you man of God today, just for that. Okay? I heard Isaiah 49, and I heard 17. Mm-hmm. And so, the first sentence is, your sons will... They will come, and those that destroys you, so it means that they will come quickly. Okay? quickly. And those that destroy you will go away from you. So if the devil was resisting for you to have your kids, your spiritual children, that you're supposed to mentor for the Lord will take them away. But those that are yours will not come. So he will bring them now, and he will remove the resistance and the blockage. It means that you are ready to be a spiritual father. And so we agree with you in the name of Jesus, and we speak that word. So take that word as God's word, because he just gave that. And I see you in that verse, in Isaiah 49, verse 17. So let them come. We remove every obstacles, every hindrances, everything that the devil and Satan had planted in your life to prevent them from coming. We remove them in the name of Jesus. They depart from your life today. And in the name of Jesus, we call your children to come. Let them come now. Wherever they are, we speak to their spirits. If they are born again, Father, thank you for touching them and creating and orchestrating events and circumstances for him to be with them, to meet with them, and to mentor them, and to give them you.
Yes.
Father, we thank you. Let him be faithful. Let him persevere. Let him wait. Let him stand. Let him do it. No discouragement in the name of Jesus. Now we speak, we predict, we prophesy. He's father of many. He has a lot of children, a lot of people. This will come to pass. This will manifest. This will happen in the name of Jesus, if not at my word. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And our
stop crying, you're already answered.
and my thought, when I stepped here, I saw the call of God on you.
Wow.
If she was not calling you, I would come to you. You have a call of God. So only one prophecy I give is to acknowledge the people that have the call. And my wife is here to testify. I could walk in the church, shake somebody's hand, and say, oh, the pastor.
Oh, this one.
And 20
he did. Later, he did that on this.
Yeah, this one I called her.
She's like,
I met her, and
what do you think?
She said, who are you? I said, I called you to my church because you're going to serve God. I said, who are you? She went 3 years, and she find me. Not here.
No, you have to say that she looked at you.
And here I am. She driving, come find us. I don't know how, but you will step down. And don't worry, the power of God, the anointing of God, the provision of God will be with you.
Get ready.
Oh, yes.
You know, serving God is not necessarily doing a church, okay? But mentoring, teaching, showing the way. So get ready. Get your resources ready, your wisdom. Because he is going to, when you will feel that God is doing something, just jump into it. Because it's a calling. And your kids are coming. Bless you.
Have you been to Africa?
Yes, but I was in the Navy at the time.
Oh.
Serving Jesus.
Oh. Okay.
Get ready.
Wow.
Take a trip to Africa.
Wow.
When I walk in this church, I have tears.
Yeah.
And she knows.
He was crying during worship.
Anywhere I step and I feel tears, that means the presence of God is here. You are a real man of God.
Amen.
There's many fake men of God. Men of God that want to show themselves, you know, want to. And at the end of the day, the Lord will say, I never knew you.
But he knows him.
You
are. He knows him.
Men of God. Don't give up.
Amen.
Don't give up. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
God will use you. And you will not recognize your ministry.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Be faithful. Keep on doing what you're doing. Be faithful. Amen. Amen.
Can I help you?
Yes. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Very well.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit glbcvt.org.